Efforts are underway to get approval for the Recovering America's Wildlife Act, which would bring some $11 million to Maryland to shore up conservation efforts in the state. The overall cost of the bill is $1.3 billion. This is Don Rush. National Wildlife Federation hopes it'll become part of overall infrastructure legislation. Colin Amara is president of the Federation, and he says the current $680,000 from Maryland is not enough to help species that are at risk.
This is a piece of legislation that would invest in the proactive, collaborative recovery of thousands of species across the country and hundreds on the peninsula and on the eastern shore to basically make sure we're saving species before they reach the point of such population decline that they need protections under the Endangered Species Act. Think about the efforts over many years on the eastern shore to save the Delmarva fox squirrel, for example. You know, it's one of the great recovery successes, but it's also an example of if we had intervened a little earlier, we wouldn't have had to, you know, take some of the more drastic measures that were necessary.
How important economically is the Species Act?
I mean, I think that one of the reasons that the Bay is such a tourism destination and such an economic engine is having healthy wildlife populations. And, you know, or, you know, the millions that are spent on, you know, duck hunting every year, or, you know, deer hunting, or, you know, on fishing as well. And so, you know, we view this as a complementary way to make sure that the amazing wildlife that we've all, I think in some cases, take for granted in some cases, are around for future generations.
Just a couple of species that you point to as well, the diamondback terrapin and piping plover. How does this impact keeping them in good stead?
Yeah, so right now, I mean, a lot of there's been not enough investment in the recovery of, you know, the terrapin. That's a great example. The plover, obviously, and, you know, I'm pretty fond of, you know, Cape Henlopen State Park in Delaware, where obviously there's a pretty big nesting plover population. This basically provides additional resource. At least 15% of the money has to go towards species that are already listed as either threatened or endangered. And in the case of terrapin, I mean, one of the issues is the crossings, right, and connecting some habitat. And the gauntlet that, you know, a lot of the terrapins, as they're trying to cross Route 1 kind of on the Delaware side and down into Ocean City, obviously is a huge case of mortality. And so it will absolutely help with all the iconic species of the peninsula.
In terms of bipartisanship, you say you have Republicans as well as Democrats. Do we also have Congressman Andy Harris on board on this?
So not yet. So there's more than 50 Republicans that have signed on the Republican caucus. We would love to have Congressman Harris. Dr. Harris sign on to the bill. A lot of Republicans that have signed on have said it's the old Ben Franklin adage, right? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, where, you know, making this federal investment, even though, you know, it is money, reduces the need for regulation and litigation down the road, which ends up being a lot more expensive and often delays any kind of recovery efforts for species. And so, you know, we have some of the very most conservative members of the House of Representatives and the Senate that have been supportive, as well as some of the most progressive members that, you know, really want to make sure that, you know, that the full diversity of wildlife is there for future generations. So at a time when most folks in Washington can't agree on anything, it does seem like wildlife and natural resources seem to be a little immune to the disease that is our politics right now.
Do you know whether Harris has supported this kind of thing in the past, or do you know?
Yeah, I mean, so he's been supportive of, like, you know, funding for, like, the Bay Program, and, you know, his MO has been, you know, really trying to figure out ways to do things through incentives and, you know, voluntary actions, and, you know, more so than, you know, kind of heavy-handed regulations. And so we hope it's in the sweet spot. He just hasn't signed on yet.
Colin Amara, president of the National Wildlife Federation. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.